The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
As the Christmas season comes upon us, loneliness and feeling detached from society can come sharply into focus. And often people with disabilities or learning difficulties can feel the most isolated. I'm joined now by two people who have joined the workforce despite their disabilities, Adam Young and Anna Brennan, and also by Catherine Kelly, who is Director of Services at the organisation WALK, which was recently nominated for a Charity Impact Award. Adam, I'll come to you first. You're working in the legal world at the moment. Tell me about the work you're doing.
Well, I have a few legal jobs. Like, in the forecourts, I work with files on the desk, like putting them in alphabetical and numerical order and putting holes in them and then bringing them down to my colleagues in the office so they can put them all in folders. And I also work in a solicitor's on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings.
What solicitor's is that?
It's Keith Walsh Solicitors in Crumlin.
And what's that like?
Really good. I get to go to the post office across the road and I get the post and I bring it back into the solicitor's where I stamp it and then I scan it all.
What are your work colleagues like, Adam? A crack, are they?
Oh, yeah, they're really good crack. Every single legal job I have, there is always sound people.
So you've no difficulty saying to yourself on a Monday morning or a Tuesday morning on a wet day in November, you've no problem deciding I'm going to go in to work and I'm going to look forward to doing that?
No, no bothers to me at all. I get stuck in because I love doing my work.
Anna, tell me about yourself. Where do you work?
I'm working in the Green Kitchen Cafe in Walkinstown Green.
Very nice. Have you been there for long? Or?
I'm there 4.5 years, 5 years next year in March.
So what kind of work do you do there?
You do part-time waitressing, so you'd be on the floor, on the till, and we'd be doing like different routine and getting stuff ready for the next day, stocking up drinks and doing washing up.
Did you have to do a lot of training to be a waitress and to manage to do all that properly? And
I got about 10 weeks work experience before I started and I was shown around the cafe.
Were you nervous going in the first day at work?
Yeah, very shy, yeah. Low confidence, but I felt that WALK has helped me build up my confidence.
And for you, you have Asperger's, Anna.
I do.
Is that right? And how big an obstacle have you found that for you in doing your work? Or has it something that hasn't been much of an obstacle at all?
Suppose meeting loyal customers, the same customers kind of help my social skills and helps me become a better person.
And you enjoy work, do you have a bit of crack with your colleagues?
Oh, the staff are lovely. I've always felt inclusive and I always had support from day one. They've always been very nice to me.
And Adam, what about you? Because you worked with A&L Goodbody at one stage as well, didn't you?
Yeah, that is correct.
Were you nervous your first day going in?
No, I wasn't nervous because Mark, my job coach at the time, informed me of what was going to happen and all that.
And when you say your job coach, that was your job coach through WALK?
Yeah, at the time.
And what kind of help did you get from WALK?
I got loads of support.
And what about you, Anna? What did you do at WALK? Have they helped you a lot?
Yeah, I've done a few experiences like sugar craft courses and I've done manual handling courses and did a bit of experience in the cafe itself.
So you've been busy, you've done a lot. Catherine Kelly, Director of Services at WALK. How would you describe WALK and what it is that you do?
WALK is an organisation. It works across Leinster and it supports people with an intellectual disability and or autism to have meaningful lives. For like Anna and Adam, what they wanted, their end goal was employment. For other people, it's third level education. For some people, it's training. And I suppose we start by working with the individual and we look at what they want from their life. And in the past, I suppose, when people support people with intellectual disability, it was very much activity based. And we talk to the people we support and we ask them, well, what do you want us to do? What sort of outcomes do you want for your life? And a lot of people with disabilities tell us that the biggest disability is actually loneliness. And that's because sometimes they're isolated and they're not part of the community. And our job is to support people to unlock their potential, to become part of the community.
And with this idea of unlocking potential, in general, do people maybe have lower expectations of themselves and what it is they might want to do or feel that they can do?
Yeah, and that's why we've started to work with children at 16 years of age and with their families, because expectations have always been low. If you look in Ireland, 85% of people with an intellectual disability and or autism are actually unemployed, which is a national crisis, but it's not been shouted that it's a national crisis. These individuals have so much potential that is never unlocked, and they have so much capability. And as a result of being in the workforce, they meet new people, they learn other skills such as travel training, they make new connections, and it also reduces people's level of poor mental health issues as well.
And what about employers, Catherine? What sort of approach do they take when you're knocking on their door and saying, why don't you consider this as an option?
I have to say, I can't believe how open employers are in Ireland. We haven't really met resistance. Actually, when we talk to employers, they say, why wouldn't we do this, rather than why shouldn't we do this? I think Ireland's landscape has really changed and it's become inclusive. There's fantastic organisations out there like Leinster House, like the Public Appointment Services, Accenture, Google, Compass, that we were working with for years. And they turn around to us and they have said that they have learned so much. When we go in and, you know, Adam there's talked about his job coach. When a job coach goes in and works with companies, it often occurs that maybe other people that are part of our employees actually have a hidden disability that they were afraid to say that they had. And when we come in, they suddenly disclose this, and it's an openness. We find that the workforce embraces people with disabilities, and we go in and we look at the accommodations that have to be put in place. Sometimes these are accommodations not just for the people we support, but they actually also help other employees within the organisation.
In general, do you find that larger employers are better equipped to put accommodations in place that might be needed? Or is it the case that maybe if it's a smaller company, very often when a person goes in to work in a smaller company, they get to know people better, they learn more, they actually get to do more work than they might do in a more anonymous, huge conglomerate?
It depends. I think if we go into the employers and they, from a senior level, are willing to really believe in diversity, this works regardless of the size of the organisation.
Anna, in your case, do you have far to travel to go to work? Is that a difficulty?
Well, I come from Mead, so I have to get two buses, the 103 bus and then the 123 bus, which takes me 2 hours. But I love getting around Dublin and just people getting on with their general life. I love it. And
do you live at home with your parents?
Still live at home.
And how did they feel about you heading off and getting the bus and going to work and doing all this yourself?
I think they thought it would be good for me, good for my independence. And I think before I didn't get the work, I had low confidence. And after getting the work, I just felt it helped me. And my parents, I think, were happy once they got the job.
Now, you've done a lot of different training and your experience now in the restaurant world. Are you going to do any more training? Have you looked at maybe going into any other area?
Well, I'm starting a nail course in the new year time. Doing shellac and acrylic nails and nail art, and that'd be going on for around 9 weeks, and I'm doing it with another colleague that works with me in Walk, which would be good.
That sounds great. What about you, Adam? What has been your favourite work experience that you've done, because you've been in a few different places?
Well, out of all my favourite work experiences, this is a tricky one, by the way, but I'm going to have to say I don't just have one favourite. I've got about 2 or 3.
Oh, that's a good answer. That's a good answer, Adam.
Why, thank you,
You're
Richard.
Playing it safe.
Yeah, because I enjoy everything I do. So my favourites are A Now Good Buddy, The Four Courts, and Keith Walsh Solicitors.
So you're enjoying all three equally?
Yeah.
Well, good for you. That sounds great. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Adam Young, Anna Brennan and Catherine Kelly, Director of Services at Walk.